And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's this week's rock and roll news for the week of November 26th. Of course, the top of the news, it's the passing of David Cassidy, son of actor Jack Cassidy and older brother to Sean. He passed away November 21st at 67. The star, along with Shirley Jones of the Partridge Family, went on to have many, many hit songs, successful television show, as well as a solo career. In other news, Paul McCartney's Wings Over America film premiered in New York City this week in 1980. In 1979, Bill Haley played for Queen Elizabeth's in London at the a command performance, and it was his last ever visit to England. Elton John, Cher, and Donny Osmond performed for the Queen at her Royal Variety Show in London in 2001. This week in 2002, Grease opened on Broadway. Elvis Presley's Fun in Acapulco movie opened this week in 1963. In 1964, a young Mick Jagger's erratic driving cost him a 16-pound fine. Stevie Wonder joined Paul McCartney on stage at Paul's Los Angeles concert in 1989, and they sang Ebony and Ivory. The last John Lennon A live performance on stage took place at an Elton John concert in New York's Madison Square Garden in 1974. In 2001, Aretha Franklin sued a tabloid for $50 million over their story claiming she had a drinking problem. Chuck Berry was sued by his former piano player, alleging that the sideman owed the music, wrote the music, rather, for 52 of Chuck's songs. A judge later threw those allegations out of court, saying too many years had passed. Ricky Nelson became the first rock and roller on the cover of Life magazine this week in 1958. Neil Sedaka signed with RCA Records in 1958. In 57, Buddy Holly, Sam Cooke, and the Rays all made their national television debut on The Ed Sullivan Show. In 1967, Jimmy Rogers was found beaten in his car on the San Diego freeway. It was never determined what caused that in terms of who the perpetrator was. Cindy Birdsong from the Supremes was kidnapped but escaped unharmed this week in 1969. In 1964, Ringo Starr's tonsils were taken out at a London hospital, and he missed part of the Beatles' Australian tour, and the BBC mistook the information, saying that his toenails had been removed. Dreamgirls, loosely based on the story of the Supremes, opened on Broadway this week in 1981. In 1991, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Shirelles, Gene Pitney, and B.J. Thomas were owed $1.2 million in unpaid royalties. In 1959, Cliff Richard's movie Espresso Bongo had its debut in London. In the studio, the Zombies recorded Teller No in 64, and after 4 weeks of work, the Beatles finally finished recording Strawberry Fields Forever this week in 1966. Andy Williams recorded Can't Get Used to Losing You in 62, and Harvey and the Moonglows recorded The Ten Commandments of Love this week in 1957. Birthdays: Tina Turner is 78, John McVie from Fleetwood Mac 72, Gail McCormick 69, Robert Goulet born in 33, Jimi Hendrix born in 1942, Eddie Rabbit was born this week in 1944. Bruce Chanel is 77, R.B. Greaves born in 1943, Randy Newman 74, the founder of Motown Records, Berry Gordy Jr. is 88, Felix Cavallari from the Rascals, 73, Denny Doherty from the Mamas and Papas born this week in 1941, Chuck Mangione is 67, Jody Miller, 76, Mako, whose real name is Domenico Monardo, he is 78, Frank Ifield is 75. Alan Sherman, born this week in 1924. Rob Grill from the Grassroots, born in 43. Luther Ingram, born in 37. Bob Moore is turning 86 this week. Jimmy Bowen, 81. Dick Clark, born this week, 1929. Gilbert O'Sullivan is 71. Sandy Nelson, 79. Billy Paul, born in 1934. Lou Rawls, born in 35. Bette Miller turns 70 this week. John Densmore from The Doors is 72, and Gene Terrell from The Supremes is 73. And from Treasure Island Oldies, this is your rock and roll news for the week of November 26th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.